Good afternoon. This is Regina Klimovsky, licensed agent with Providence Senior Canon Recorded Line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Tom Herta Jr.
I'm so sorry, sir. Can you repeat that for again? I'm having a hard time hearing you a little bit.
Sam Herta Jr. Sam Herta Jr.
Simon. How are you doing today, Mr. Simon?
All right.
All right, very good. I understand you wanted to go over the additional benefits for 2026 Medicare. Is that correct?
Okay.
All right, very good. I'll be more than happy to help you out with that, see what additional benefits are available to you. What is your zip code, sir?
Okay.
What's your zip code?
354-01, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Now, before we begin, Medicare requires that I just let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 26 products in your area. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state health insurance program, all of your options. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and let you know what you qualify for. Yes, I'm going to let you know what plans are available to you and what benefits you, you know, if we could increase your benefits. So we'll go ahead and take a look at everything. Yeah, that was just a disclaimer that I am required to read to you. And just like the next thing, just for Medicare compliance, I do need to ask you, sir, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay, very good. And do you make all of your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help you out with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you make your own decisions? All right, very good, Mr. Simon. All right, so let's go ahead and see what you currently have. The first thing that we need to do is determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
I have my red and blue card, A and
okay.
B.
Perfect. That's the one. Yes. So underneath your name there, there's a combination of numbers and letters. If you could please read that off to me.
The number?
Yes.
I'm not at home now right now.
What's that?
I'm not at home.
Oh, you don't have your card on you?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Okay, as long as you know where it is. So if you would like, sir, I could pull you up in the Medicare system using your name, date of birth, and social. I could look it up that way if you don't have your card.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and you said Simon Earl Jr., correct?
No, Sam Early Jr. It's Sam Early Jr.
Sam, okay, S-A-M, I'm so sorry about that. E-A-R-L-Y, and then last name is E-A-R-L-Y, correct?
No, it's E-A-R-L-Y.
Okay.
Early.
Early, yes, E-A-R-L-Y, gotcha. And then what's your date of birth, sir?
October the 10th and the 3rd, 1949, October.
Okay, October 10th, 19...
October 3rd, 1949.
October 3rd.
I'm 76
gosh.
Years old.
Oh,
nope.
God bless you.
October 3rd. October 3rd.
The 30th. Okay, I apologize. So the 30th, 1949. All right, sir,
yes,
I got it. Okay, very good. October 30th, 1949. Perfect. And then go ahead with that social if you know that.
It's a 416-741626.
All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and plug all that in here, Mr. Sam. And do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system so I can pull your profile up? Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, Sam, I got you pulled up here. Let me just verify here. You're still over at 101 Old Hackleberry Lane. Is that correct?
Yeah, 101 Old Hackleberry Lane, apartment 409, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Perfect. All right, I got you here. And then I do see here, let's see. Okay, you're no longer getting the extra help. It looks like at one point you were getting extra help and maybe Medicaid. You no longer have that, correct?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. All right, sir. So, and then as beginning January 1st, it looks like you have a Health Spring plan with Health Spring. Is that correct? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is there any additional benefits that you want to see from included in your Health Spring plan or that you're not getting
like
right now, for example?
I like your food card.
A food card? Yep, absolutely. Yes, we could all use that food card. Any chronic conditions, sir, like COPD, diabetes, or heart condition? You're diabetic? Okay.
Diabetic.
All right.
Diabetic.
So there are certain plans with Medicare that are, so it's a Medicare Advantage plan tailored to individuals with a certain chronic condition. So with these plans, they do usually offer a food card as well as cover all of your, you know, your medications and your doctors. So what I want to make sure is that your doctors are in network, and I'll let you know what's, you know, what's available to you and how your medications will be covered, because ultimately that is the most important thing, that you're, you know, you're not paying, you know, crazy amounts for the for your copays and your medications. Now, with your Health Spring plan, do they give you any kind of a food card?
No.
No? Oh, okay. All right. And you said you are a diabetic. So, yes, there are plans that do have that. Yes, I do see something that you might be interested in here. Now, before I can discuss any details, Sam, I just need to read you a quick disclaimer here, which states that Medicare requires, I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. And with your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. And Sam, do I have your permission to proceed with the plan details in your area there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. So, Sam, it looks like there is a plan available to you here. It's a what's called a chronic special needs plan through United Healthcare. So this would take place of your Health Spring plan when you go see the doctor. It does cover, you know, the doctors, the specialists. We're going to make sure everybody's in network. And then with the United Healthcare plan, they are giving you, because it is a chronic special needs plan, you know, in order to qualify, you do need to, you know, be diagnosed with diabetes or take medications for diabetes. This plan gives you $55 every month that you can use to buy food. So it gives you a $55 benefit every single month. Now, in addition to that, I want to see here, your doctor copays for the primary care is $0. And then,
I don't have a doctor right now.
Okay. So you can, with this plan, you can pick up, you can, it allows you to go in and out of network. It's an HMO POS. So even if the doctor is not a network, so you don't see any of your previous doctors?
No.
No? Okay. Let me see here. I think I see a doctor on. Give me one moment. My system is taking its sweet time here. All right. If not, you can definitely pick out a, when you get the new plan materials, you can pick out a doctor that's in the network. And then for the primary care doctor, it would be $0. And then if you see a specialist, it has a $30 copay. Now, your medications, what pharmacy do you go to fill your medication, Sam?
I use Medicaid.
Use Medicaid?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So if you have Medicaid, then if your Medicaid is active, we can get you a higher food card. Let me go ahead and double check on that. Did you recently get approved for Medicaid?
No. Nope.
No? All right. Let me just take a look at something here, Sam.
I ain't got no car yet.
When do you, you don't have a card yet? Did somebody help you out with that, with the Medicaid to fill out that application? Did somebody help you out with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who helps you out, Sam?
The new Medicaid, whatever you call it. I ain't got none of them cards yet.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see that your Medicaid is active. I see that you just have Medicare and that you have HealthSpring for your Medicare plan. Now, do you take any kind of, do you take medications regularly?
Did not take every morning, shots every morning.
You do? The shots for, what is that, for the diabetes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you take any other medications?
Yes, ma'am, but I don't know the name of them.
Okay. All right. I see some listed on file here. So I have Carvedilol tablet. Are you still taking the Carvedilol? It's for high blood pressure. All right. And you're still taking the furosemide tablet, the 40 milligrams?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a water pill? All right. And then I also have the Lantus Solostar. That's for the injection for the insulin. And then you're taking...
I'll take it more.
Perfect. And then I also see the Hydralazine. You're still taking that? It's for blood pressure?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Take two blood... All right, perfect. And then the Levothyroxine, that's for the thyroid. Are you still taking that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then since you're taking the injection for the diabetes, are you taking metformin as well or no? Is it just the injection?
I take morning every morning. I take 5 units every morning.
Okay. But do you take metformin, the pills, for the diabetes as well, or you just take just the insulin?
I take the insulin.
Okay. So you don't do the metformin anymore? Okay. And then... I see two more medications here. One of them is it's for the GERD, the pantoprazole for GERD. Are you still taking that 40 milligrams?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And then I see a potassium pill, potassium chloride. You're still taking that as well?
Dr. Dearborn.
All right, very good. And what pharmacy do you get these medications filled at, Sam?
Once a month.
Okay, perfect. What pharmacy do you go to?
I take like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. No, what pharmacy?
What kind is it?
What's the name of the pharmacy?
I don't know, man. I can't read.
Oh, okay. So yeah, probably somebody helps you out.
Yes, ma'am.